عند حسين زاسي مواجه مديس بس شو اساس عندك تم في الدكتور تاير محمد ذات في جانوري 23 2013 بيشن نيم از مايكل نوبلز ذات ام اي سي اتش اي اي ال سبيس ان او بي ال اي اس داتا بيس 01 1519 45. Primary care physician is Dr. Tammy Bully, that's T-A-M-M-Y space B-U-L-L-Y. Address is 4160 John R. Street, Detroit, Michigan 48201. Phone number is 313-833-1271. Fax number 313-833-1273. Please don't forget cardiac need note. Please don't forget for we had the pleasure of seeing Mr. Novis on our cardiac need today. Please also know he's a very pleasant 68 years old, African American gentleman with a past medical history, diagnosed for hypertension, hyperlipidemia, arthritis, gout, benign prostate hyperplasia, and surgeries for a past gunshot wound. Also has a past medical history, diagnosed for renal mass, which demonstrates a pathological enhancement period. He's in our cardiac clinic today for a follow-up with business relevant today. The patient is said that he's relatively doing well, but however, have been complaining of flu-like symptoms and night sweats for the past 2 weeks. He also complained of lower extremity pain, especially on the left leg, with walking and sometimes at rest too. He denies any chest pain, short of breath, or something like that. In this period, he denies any lightheadedness, this is a vertical period. He denies any palpitations, the core, vertical attacks, or something like that. In this he denies any lower extremity swelling, varicose veins, or skin color changes. Period. His following is primary care physician. Regardless, he's compliant with our medication. Period. Strike of fast medical history, number one. Coronary artery disease, test is post left heart cardiolation. She was done in August 24, 2012. I showed the moderate coronary artery disease, period, next number, hypertension, period, next number, hyperlipidemia, period, next number, arthritis, period, next number, gout, period, next number, benign prostatic hyperplasia, period, next number, valvular heart disease. Period, next number, past surgical history, significant for gunshot wound surgeries, and debridement, period. Next paragraph, social history. The patient is an active smoker, had a chronic history of smoking. Currently, he smokes 5 cigarettes per day. He denies drinking alcohol, using an illicit drug. Prison, got family history, non contributing patients, have allergies. The patient does not have any allergies. Patients have current medications. Number one, metoprolol, 100 milligrams once a day. Patients number, amlodipine, 5 milligrams once a day. Patients number, lisinopril, 40 milligrams twice a day. Patients number, hydralazine, 50 milligrams twice a day. Patients number, lovastatin, 20 milligrams QHS. Patients number, aspirin, 81 milligrams once a day. Patients number, mdor, 60 milligrams once a day. Patients number, sorry, next paragraph, physical examination by the science of the visit. The proportion is 134 over 83. His pulse is 67 beats per minute. His weight is 180 pounds. His height is 5 feet 8 inches. His BMI is 27.4. Period. Please copy the normal physical finding template, period, next paragraph, diagnostic investigations. Number one, lab test done on December 14, 2012, show result of 139, potassium 4.4, chloride 105, urine natrium 23, creatinine 1.7, calcium 9.0, hemoglobin 11.1, hematocrit 35.0, MCV 90.7, platelets 273. Period. Next number. My cardiac test is done on August 7, 2012, showing small to moderate size, mild to moderate severity, inferior and inferior lateral, partial reversible defects, suggestive of ischemia in the territory of the RCA. Period. Next number. 2D transatlantic echocardiogram done on August 7, 2012, showing normal left ventricular ejection fraction, ejection fraction of 55 to 60%. Period. There is doming of the aortic valve reflex. Period. There is moderate aortic regurgitation, mild mitral regurgitation, as well as mitral calcium regurgitation. Period. Number of carcinomas directed DNA drugs and testing was done in December 29, 2011, showing normal metabolites through CYP3A4, intermediate metabolites through CYP3A5, normal warfarin metabolites through CYP2C9, low warfarin sensitivity through VKRC1, and normal metabolites through CYP2C19. Normal thrombosis risk through factor 5 leading and factor 2 prothrombin, normal thrombosis and cardiovascular disease. Risk through MTHFR. Period. Next number. Please copy the diagnostic investigation from page 2, ABI and left heart catheterization, and from page 3. Chest X-ray, CT of the abdomen and pelvis that contrast, renal flow ultrasound studies, EKG, carotid Doppler, period. Next we have assessment and plan number 1. Arterial disease. On today, the patient was complaining of bilateral lower extremity pain, especially on the left side and the right side. Period. His recent ABI, which was done in August, showed an ABI reading of 1.19 on the right and 1.22 on the left. Period. ABI was considered to be normal. Period. At the moment, we're going to manage him conservatively on the same medication regimen. We're going to reassess him on the next visit and then manage him accordingly. We also ordered the arterial ultrasound of the lower extremities to screen for any make sure that the to exclude adenine peripheral arterial disease. Period. We'll follow up with the results on the next follow up visit. Period. Period. Next number. Coronary disease. The patient has a history of coronary disease. It says a positive heart catheterization was done in August 2012, which showed moderate coronary disease. On today's visit, the patient complained, denied any complaints of chest pain or shortness of breath. Period. We'll continue to monitor him close and follow up with him regarding this matter and the next follow up visit. Period. Meanwhile, he is to continue the same medication regimen. Period. Next number. Lower heart disease. The patient's recent echocardiogram showed mild to moderate lower heart disease. Period. On today's visit, he denies any shortness of breath or thrombus proximal to the period. We will continue to monitor him closely and follow up with him. We'll see you today echocardiographies to assess the progression of his disease, and we'll manage him accordingly on the subsequent visits. Period. Meanwhile, he's to continue the same medication. Period. Next number, hypertension. On today's visit, blood pressure is 134/83, which is within the normal range. Indicator will control blood pressure. Period. He's to continue the same medication. Period. We'll to stay close, hold on, low fat diet, and we'll continue to monitor his blood pressure reading. The next follow-up visit. Period. Next number, hyperlipidemia. The patient is currently taking lovastatin, 20 milligrams QHS. Period. He is to follow up with his primary care physician regarding frequent lipid profile testing and RFTs on a target LDL of less than 70. Period. Next paragraph. Thank you very much for supporting the care of Mr. Noble. Spirit of the phone number have been provided for him to call any questions or concerns at that time. Please see him back in our clinic in 2 months or so if necessary. Period. Meanwhile, I have started to continue seeing his primary care physician. I got to continue the first care. Period. Thank you very much. Please send the doctor Tahir Muhammad. Please send the doctor.